Part 1. Abode. The woodcutter's abode is a house in the forest. Annual. The company allows us an annual vacation of 2 weeks. Coax. The mother coaxed the boy to take the medicine, but he refused to take it. Colleague. The teacher's colleagues taught his classes while he was ill. Dispense. The Red Cross dispensed food and clothing to the flood victims. Gingerly. In the darkness, he turned to the left, stepping gingerly. Hug. The mother hugged her lost child and kissed him. Humiliate. The boys humiliated their parents by behaving badly in front of the guests. Obstruct. The mountain roads were obstructed by falling rocks. Overthrow. The government was overthrown. Recapture. The soldiers recaptured the city lost to the enemy. Slim. He is very slim, being 6 feet tall and weighing only 130 pounds. Vicinity. There are no houses for sale in this vicinity. The vicinity of the apartment to his office is an advantage on rainy days. Part 2. Arctic. The Arctic has an extremely cold winter. Attic. We store trunks in the attic of the house. Diminish. Poor crops so diminished the food supply that people were starving. Dishonest. A person who lies, cheats, or steals is dishonest. Drunken. The noisy, drunken man on the street was soon arrested by the police. Foe. The person who holds ill feelings against you is your foe. Foresee. He foresaw that his journey would be delayed by bad weather. Jolly. Everyone at the party was very jolly and didn't want to leave the party. Maximum. 16 miles in a day was the maximum distance we could walk. Mistress. She felt she was no longer mistress in her own house when her husband's mother came to stay. Prefix. Under in underline, dis in disappear, and pre in prepaid are prefixes. Relax. Discipline cannot be relaxed until the last day of school has passed. Superficial. The speaker had only a superficial knowledge of the subject.